Alvin Beckett Mass. I'm calling to comment on the Media Project, which I listen to on Sundays. And I look forward to it as an unbiased professional view of journalism. On this week's conversation, the panel referred to surface mail as snail mail. This is not very professional, and it's a rather pejorative term. The proper term is surface mail. Snail mail sounds like something the New York Post would use. U.S. passports from the State Department are mailed to us by surface mail. Also, Social Security and Medicare information is mailed to us by the government by surface mail. And we also receive jury duty subpoenas via surface mail. So in the future, I think it would be wise to refer to surface mail as just that rather than the slang of snail mail.
Hi, my name is Mark Emanation. I'm from Waterville. I just listened to Herb London's commentary on income inequality and freedom. I would think it would be great for WAMC to keep people that make up facts off the air, but that's okay. It's his own opinion. But his opinion is completely wrong on every level.
Robert Zelkowitz in Ashokan, New York, so annoyed with the glib Herb London editorial. He's got it backwards. What we have now is a government with representation without taxation. And, you know, if he thinks that the capitalist system is working so well the way it is now, why is it when the corporate tax rates and the top rates were very high during the Eisenhower and Kennedy administrations, everything was booming and we had a good middle class?
This is Emily Cavan calling from Plainfield, Massachusetts on January 22nd. And I heard a news item about the anniversary of the Supreme Court Roe v. Wade decision and the protest of what they are referring to as the pro-life or the life movement. Years ago, I saw statistics of how many women died trying to give themselves abortions when abortion was illegal. And it was an enormous number. So lives of women have been saved by legalized abortion.
Hi, this is Marta Knapp from Poughkeepsie. I was glad to hear news on today's WAMC Midday Report about smart meters. Right now, the citizens in the city of Poughkeepsie are being forced and extorted into accepting new water meters that are smart meters in all buildings, which affects everyone in these buildings, whether you rent, own, work, or visit. The constant bombardment of low-pulsating radio-frequency radiation or microwaves every few seconds, 24/7, has dire health effects and consequences for everyone. It might not be immediately apparent, but gradually people, including children, will become weaker and sicker as a result of the increasing bombardment of these microwaves and won't have any recourse if they don't even know about it. Italy has banned all smart meters, and many counties in California have also banned them. The state of Maine allows citizens to opt out, but this doesn't go far enough. If you can opt out but your neighbor has them, or you're in a building with multiple smart meters or a wall of meters emitting this radiation, the exposure is still happening.